How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. The Ruffle was extended there. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to try something new. What do you think?
You know me. I'm always a fan of any new thing you're trying. So just
any
go
of the
with
theatrics.
It.
Tom, can trust I just it. Ask you what you're wearing? Have you got a red t-shirt on under your shirt?
No, that's actually a cravat, Susie.
That's what I thought. But you need to understand, I can only see a tiny bit of it peeping.
Of course. It's not very. Yes, I've just worn it there with my floral shirt and a little cardigan. I've got a little cardigan on, actually. There you go.
I assumed it would be a cravat, but because I could only see the little tip of it, I thought maybe it was a t-shirt from, I don't know, Virgin Megastores, that sort of thing.
Oh, that would have been nice, wouldn't it? What happened to Virgin Megastores? Do you remember? It was so great.
Yeah, it was so great. Well, it was back in the time where you would go and get. Do you remember when you used to have a listening pod? Where you could go and
listen
to
Yes, if you had a record to the request listening to. Yeah. Yeah. And I could never remember the name of songs. So often I'd hear a song on the radio and then if the DJ didn't back announce it, I'd be like, well, what? I don't know what that was. And you'd have to listen out for it again. And then you'd have. And
Tom, we get it. You're being a DJ this week.
Oh,
he's coming
no.
to us live from Virgin.
Well, that's true. I am coming from Virgin. I don't know if they know I'm doing my podcast in their meeting room, but you know.
I think it's probably fine.
It's probably fine. But yes, it's been lovely. I have been up quite a long time, that I will admit.
Yes, you've got quite the... you've got the voice of someone who has been talking a lot and it's already midday. It's only 10 past midday.
Well, I have been talking for the last 6 hours, so I suppose that is...
What time were you in?
In at just after 6, I got here today because I'm overslept by a few minutes.
Right.
I thought I was being so organised, laid out my clothes the night before, packed my bag... And I was like, I'm going to have a good night's sleep, got into bed and woke up 10 minutes late as the taxi was pulling up outside, had to ask them to wait, and then forgot the bag that I'd packed.
Had to get back?
No, it was on the way then and I was already late. So so that was the bag with all the recording equipment in for today, for our meeting. And so then I sent a courier to pick it up to deliver it.
Oh, Tom!
So it's been, no, but it's my mistake. It's fine.
Tom, bless your tiny heart.
But I don't know if you do this on tour, Suze, but I always say to myself, it's part of my like drive to try and be kinder to myself, contingency, doesn't matter, contingency.
You're a silly stupid bitch. Why don't you fucking do things right, you stupid bitch?
I do a bit as well, like that. Yeah, and it's me shouting that at you as well, actually.
Disturbing. I've got that as a voicemail, and every time I fuck up, I just play it, and it's Tom going, "You're a silly bitch. You're such a silly bitch."
I just think it's really easy to work, but when we're like traveling a lot, busy, you know, I can only imagine what it's like if you've got a family that you're like. You know, inevitably there are things that you're going to not be perfect on, and so. You know, you just have to go like, rather than like, idiot, you have to go like, oh, well, that went wrong. I'll make that good as best I can.
I must have told you about the fuck up fund.
Oh, no, what's that?
Oh, me and Alice just like write off a certain amount every year that I'm going to fuck up things. So
that's
she, a might,
brilliant
she
idea.
Might, she might scratch the car. She might book 2 train tickets. Mm. She might book a hotel that she forgets to stay in. Those sorts of things that are very on brand Ruffle.
Well, talking of hotels, also one of my contingency things is iPhone chargers. If it gets left in a room, they're so annoying to lose. And I used to be so cross with myself because they're expensive to replace. But now I go, contingency.
It's just the tour cost. Put it all through the tour.
And I used to do it when I was driving myself a bit. I'd be so anxious about like speeding tickets, even though I was really diligent about speeding. I was like, but what if I go like 1 mile over and it gets...
That's why on tour I only use a stolen car.
That is such a good idea, Susie.
Because then it's just, you know, they'll never get it back to me. And then when I arrive at the venue, I set it on fire.
Oh, and then everything. That's so lovely.
That's the thing. And so
that's how people know where the venue is.
Yes, exactly. Because then they think that it's like a bonfire. It's really nice. And then sometimes nude dancing post-show, as you well know.
Of course, you must. Of course. Give people the show they've come to see.
But that's the thing. The thing is, that's the thing people are saying about my show. Like, it would be perfect if I just saw two little titties after. And so that's what I'm giving them. Just two little titties.
That's great. And a flaming car. That's great. Brilliant.
Two little titties and a flaming car. That's
That would be a great show as well.
It's on at the National.
I was going to say, maybe like in a circus tent in Edinburgh.
Maybe both.
Maybe
it's getting a transfer to the West End.
Oh, that it started in Edinburgh, but we have to have it.
And you know, congratulations to them.
Yeah, well,
that's really good. Good for them.
Well, I'm so great to hear about you hotwiring. Yeah, brilliant.
But you have to just accept that you have a fuck it fund.
Fuck it fund. Love that.
So a fifth. Mm. You know, you put into your pension every month, you put into your fuck it fund.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. But the only thing, you've got to make sure you spend it. You know what I mean? Like not go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like not go. Well, no, I shouldn't spend it on that because it's not a real mistake.
No, you just have to accept that there's a certain amount every year. It's like, I think that I've got ADHD. I haven't rung the number that Gok Wan gave me. I mean, more than a year ago now.
There's a hotline.
Hello, ADHD is anonymous.
Is that part, that not to make light, but that does sound like there is a contradiction or a paradox there that...
I think if you never ring it, you've got it.
You basically, yeah.
So that's that. But I so frequently accidentally fuck up. That it just got to a stage
being
where...
being a human being.
Yeah, but it got to a stage where I would just, like, cry about it. And then Alice had to be like, it's okay that you're not very good at remembering your keys, losing a thing, scratching the car, doing a thing.
Yeah. You can't do all these things. You can't remember everybody's birthday or everyone's.
No, and she was just like, it's okay that you do that. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe it is. Oh, okay, fine. And then now we just call it the fuck up fund. And it just makes it a lot better.
And do you find, though, I don't know if this is true or not, that actually you fuck up less? Somehow.
Because I'm not putting... Yeah, I think
so. You're not under that pressure.
Yeah, I think so.
The thing that causes, I think, more mistakes than anything is that you go like...
I think you're right.
You just go, well, I'm fine. It doesn't matter. That sort of going around with like a constant sense of tension, constant worry about what other people think or how we might end up being perceived is so draining. It uses up so much energy.
And I think it comes from like the fear of like getting it wrong, you know, or like wasting money.
Oh,
you know,
that
sort of thing.
What a waste.
Such a waste. And I think obviously it is a waste of money when you bugger things up, but it doesn't make the money any less by giving yourself a hard time about it.
Exactly that. Exactly. Like I forgot to pay the Dart charge once.
Oh yeah, that's 35 quid. You've got to just say goodbye to it.
And you just go 35 quid. Okay. I could be like, damn you, world.
Yeah.
But if you're going to end up paying it anyway, then...
Well, what's the point in, like, giving yourself a hard time about it?
Yeah, just go, well, I made a mistake. I guess I'm a human being and I just make mistakes sometimes.
I guess I'm an adorable human.
I guess I'm just a little sweet...
A little tiny little baby. A little tiny baby that makes mistakes.
I'm just a little baby.
I'm a little baby that was driving the car for the Dart charge.
Through the Dartford Tunnel. The Dart charge.
The Dart charge.
Dart charge sounds like a great daytime soap opera about the people who man the booths or the like.
Oh, that's a great idea for a show.
I pitch that, yeah.
Yeah,
or
do it.
The comings and goings of the people who work on the Dartford Crossing.
Oh, I thought it might sound like people that were in a sort of low rank dart team.
Oh, maybe they have a dart team as well in work.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, my mum used to play darts.
Really?
In a league. No, she didn't go to Ali Pally.
She never went to Ali Pally with the pointy fingers and the trays of beer.
No, but you know she would love it there.
That's why I ask. I was asking out of hope.
No, there used to be like a family ruffle. The women in the ruffles used to play for the transport club. Sure. You remember they used to have clubs for everything? The transport club.
Those are great fun. They're drinking clubs, aren't they?
Yeah,
basically?
It's basically sometimes, like, you can have a membership if you drive a lorry.
You can see them all around Beckenham. Yeah, there's loads of them. Like they sort of look, they're often like in a converted house that's been turned into a bar. Have you ever seen
those ones? Yes.
Yeah, they're very
Which is, of course,
fun.
What we're hoping to do with our house here in Brighton.
That's what I'm going to do with mine, turn it into a drinking club. For transport workers.
For the transport workers, exactly. Pull up outside, you can sleep in your cab. Pie and mash on a Wednesday, curry club Thursday.
That's nice, yeah.
Saturday we don't do food because people just want to drink.
People just want to drink. Would there potentially be a picture of the Queen on the wall?
In mine there would be, yes. And of course, Now King Charles.
Now, of course, King Charles.
When I say the Queen, I do mean you.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
There was a very famous story in the Transport Club darts team about there was some older women in the group.
Oh.
And one, who I think was like a great aunt of mine, I believe she farted on the hockey. Now, the hockey is where you stand to do it, but apparently as she sort of tensed up,
she
let rip. But and then here's the thing, she was quite deaf, so she thought it was silent, but everyone had heard.
Well, it's funny not to... That's so funny.
Yeah, now every time we drive past it, Mum will go, oh, I remember when she farted on the hockey. And we'll all laugh.
I thought you meant for a moment there, though, that it was on the hockey was short for karaoke.
Oh,
karaoke,
no.
And that she got up to sing Islands in the Stream.
No. I think the hockey, I think it's called the hockey. It's what everyone in my family calls it.
I think
it's just where you stand.
The line you have to stand at, right.
The line you stand at. And she just let rip. And I think that's a problem with losing your hearing.
That is one of the problems.
People think that you're losing other faculties. I just think that you're assuming there's...
Or maybe it's bliss. I don't know.
Who knows?
And not to make this about flatulence, but...
But please do.
Starlight Stew, my tour manager...
Oh, no, he hasn't been Starlight farting.
Express. No, but he did use the expression, he said, as a euphemism, oh, somebody opened their handbag. Somebody's broken wind.
Oh, that's
like
really...
Their handbag. Yeah.
Oh, that's really made me laugh. I thought you were going to say it's what they do in Starlight Express to give them a bit of extra speed.
Oh, I bet they did whizzing round. Yeah.
Oh, someone's opened their handbag. That's very funny.
Yeah, someone's opened their handbag.
I can't hear the word handbag without thinking of which Oscar Wilde play is it? Is it The Importance of Being Earnest? Oh, handbag.
The Importance of Being Earnest. Yeah.
Yes. Not Gwendolyn. Who is it? Is it Lady something? Lady Bracknell?
Bracknell, yes.
Yes. Someone had opened their handbag. That's very funny.
It's funny, isn't it? It sort of works in a way.
If anyone has any... if anyone wants to get in touch with any...
Other
innuendos for breaking wind, we are interested. We're always looking for them.
Because we are a very highbrow... People don't realise what a highbrow...
Highbrow pod we are.
...podcast we are.
Oh, you know, you got a great drag name from some like-minded friends this weekend, didn't you?
Absolutely delighted about it. Please, let's shout out to, and I've forgotten their names, which I feel terrible about, but they came to the show in Falmouth that I did on Friday.
What was the makeup of the group?
Three like-minded friends.
Three like-minded, no, I was going to give them fake names, like Doris, Glenda.
Yes, that was their names.
Doris, Glenda and Hilda, sure.
Yeah, lovely names.
Yeah.
And they are keen listeners to our podcast.
Hello, Doris, Glenda, Hilda. Much love to you.
They live in Falmouth and they had a great drag name they wanted to share with us.
Please, please.
Which is Wilma Fingerdoo.
Now, I have been thinking about Wilma Fingerdoo. It has made me laugh so many times.
I text you straight away. And
you text me straight away and I was delighted.
Wilma Fingerdoo.
It really made me laugh.
I'd never heard it before either. Never heard anybody else say
Wilma Fingerdoo. Love it. So funny.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Yeah, I love it. Just good old-fashioned comedy, isn't it?
That's the thing. Funny. It's good stuff.
Yeah, none of this... This clever stuff. I can't bear that.
Oh, no. All of this oh God, people showing off how clever they are on stage. Who gives a shit?
Thank you. I can't bear that.
Let's have some slapstick and some fart gags.
Oh, that's what people want. Give the people what they want. Set fire to a car.
She opened her handbag. I said, will my finger do? She said, it'll do nicely.
It's a carry-on film, isn't it? Yeah.
This is like a carry-on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a carry-on of the carry-ons, I'd say.
Yeah, I think of you and I as sort of the 2023 version of Barbara Windsor, but together.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. Because there was that film, wasn't there, Carry On, with, or has it come out yet? Taron Egerton's in it.
Oh, I don't know. I love Taron Egerton.
He's great, isn't he?
Such a lovely man.
A lovely man. And he was in a film called Carry On.
Oh, who was he playing? Kenneth Williams?
No, it's like a space one or something. It's about like crime. It's about like or crime or something, or like a thriller called Carry On. But obviously, it's American. So
fine. Is it about carry on hand luggage?
I guess it must be baggage hand. We're working in an airport. London
Airport.
Okay,
so they drink in the transport club.
They definitely are members. Yeah, yeah.
Well, exactly. Of course, we're so close to Gatwick.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that would be camp, actually. Let's carry on up the airport. Yeah, carry on. Carry on to the sky or something, they'd call it, wouldn't they? Carry on with wings.
Yeah, carry on with wings. That sounds like a type of sanitary product.
Oh, yes, it does, doesn't
it?
Have
you got any carry-ons with wings? Yeah, I've got four. Don't worry, you can have two of them.
She needs a carry-on.
Yes. How's your week been, love? It sounds like you're having quite a busy one. Are you coping?
It's been busy. I got a tour bus, didn't I, back from Yeovil. So I did Yeovil on Sunday night.
No, I didn't know this. What? Unpack this, Wilma.
Starlight Stew recommended getting a... I said, what are we going to do? Because I'm on the... I've got to be at the radio station at 6 a.m, but we don't finish in Yeovil till 10. He said, well, I can drive you and we go to a hotel, but it's 3 hours drive. So we wouldn't have got to London till 1, go to bed at 1, even if it's local to the... Wake up at, what, 5? So then suddenly you're like 4 hours sleep. And I was thinking I can't
do that. And then doing a live radio show. No, thank you.
Live radio show. Yeah,
not allowed to swear.
No swearing.
You're on live TV, don't swear.
You're on live radio.
You're live. You're live on Channel 4. Please don't swear. Divina moment.
Where's she gone?
She's around, Tom. She's around.
I know she's around.
She just started following me on Instagram.
Oh, well,
if
there
people
you
are interested.
Go.
So she is around and she's go. Got great go. Taste in comedy.
She clearly has. Absolutely.
The day her and Sophie Ellis Bextor followed me on the same day. Can you imagine what it was like in my house? I was over
the day when Beverly Callard started following me on Twitter.
Oh, clang.
Well, we're just clanging all over the place.
I like calling a drink a Beverly Callard.
What do you mean, what drink?
Well, no, just like, do you want to go for a quick Beverly Callard?
Why do you call it that?
Because it's a beverage.
Oh, that's good. I was thinking, like, what's the drink that rhymes with Beverly Callard?
No, just like, do you want to go for a Callard?
Go for a Callard, pint of Callard. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
A nice Beverly.
Beverly.
Sorry, you got a tour bus back. What, like you were Harry Styles?
Like I was Harry Styles, exactly. I even dressed as him.
Oh, nice. I love what he wears. So chic.
Yeah. So chic. I'm trying to think of this. There's a lyric about talking at night, isn't there, or something?
Oh, look at you, finger on the pulse with all the music. Mm. Been playing some records this morning.
All the hit parade. I know the tunes. Playing all your favourite tunes from the hit parade and beyond. But yeah, it was fun getting a tour bus. I had a double bed in the back. And I was so excited. And do you know what? I got on the bus, got in the bed, couldn't bloody sleep.
No, of course you couldn't.
Couldn't. So probably ended up with probably less sleep than I would have got if I'd... taking the original plan, stayed in a hotel.
Brilliant.
So that's great. That was really great.
They didn't think about just popping a double bed in the back of a transit van like my dad did for me when I went to Latitude the first year.
I remember, I always think about that when you do that at Latitude, and it was the most comfortable way, wasn't it?
It was great. Yeah. We were happy.
I think the trouble with the transit van is it's not technically, for moving around, and it's not technically safe.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say it wasn't safe, Tom. I wouldn't say it was safe. Well, but of course I set fire to it.
I know how a van and a mattress to set fire to is a real showstopper.
Treat for me.
A real treat.
Now, Tom, I know we're only going to do a small one today because we're all in a hurry, but I have to tell you something that I've been meaning to tell you.
What, dear?
So Alice and her dad came to the show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
And they came down and said hello to you very kindly. You had a glass of champagne with them in your dressing room, which is so kind.
Oh,
and
yes.
Alice couldn't find the way out. And she, so they had, like, they helped her dad out and were like, oh, this way, down the stairs. And then I think she stopped to talk to you and say something or other to you on the way out.
Yeah.
Anyway, then they were like, oh, it's just down that way. Anyway, long story short, Alice walked out on stage. Now, listen to the podcast. That is so not an Alice thing to do. She was absolutely mortified. She's not show-offs like me and Tom.
No, she's so...
So she walked out on stage, but had her head down, was looking at her phone, walked right to the centre of the stage before she looked left.
That's like a film, isn't it?
And realised she was in front
of
everyone.
And that stage was really high.
Yeah,
really,
she said it was really high up.
It's like designed for orchestras, I think.
Oh,
like,
right, yeah.
Like, it's really big. Really
then
big
she ran off stage... Couldn't find her way out. She said it was pitch black. Then she was really worried that you were going to get on stage and she was going to be stuck somewhere.
Where did she go?
Because... I don't know. I said to her, how many options can there be?
She must have got some steps to get on it as well.
Later she realised that she hadn't gone downstairs to see you, but she had gone down some stairs when she was trying to get out. So she must have walked down onto the stage some stairs.
I think she went up, yeah. And you would have seen the light there, and that probably would have looked like, oh, that's obviously the side of the room.
Yes, that's the way out. But no, it wasn't. It was...
The warm wash
that was over the stage. Then she opened a door straight into the auditorium and then everyone looked at her again. She was like next to the lady that was selling ice cream. And then I said, I can't believe you haven't texted Tom. And she said, I didn't know if it would be cross. Is it bad luck for someone to stand on your stage?
My stage! Oh, bless her. Oh, that's so funny.
It just made me laugh so much because she came back and I was reading in bed.
Seriously, I might have to go because people are coming in.
You've got to go.
Sorry.
People are coming in this room.
Look, I'm going to say bye.
Right, okay. I'm going to let you go. Listen.
Okay, all right. I'll speak to you later.
It was all very funny. I'm going to finish the story. Bye, Tom.
Bye for now. Bye.
I love you. Bye. So Alice came in, saw me in bed and recounted the story whilst cringing so heavily, but also sort of crying with laughter, but then also worried that Tom was going to tell her off, which of course he never would. Anyway, it's been a very short one today because Tom is at Virgin Studios doing radio, but we managed to squeeze one in. We're a little bit late. I hope you don't mind. Get in touch with us. You always can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com and we'll be back with you next week. Okay, bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.